The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on Tuesday, May 10th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It is NFL schedule release week because now the NFL likes to drag that out over an entire week. But on Monday, they did announce a week two Monday Night Football doubleheader. On September 19th, Tennessee will take on Buffalo at 7:15 Eastern on ESPN, while the Vikings will take on the Eagles on ABC beginning at 8:30 Eastern. Again, the full schedule reveal will be this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. After months of trying to find a trade partner, the New York Giants officially released cornerback James Bradbury. The move creates $10.1 million in cap savings while leaving $11.7 million in dead cap money. The Texans were reportedly interested in trading for Bradbury, but a deal never manifested. The Chiefs were also in talks and are reportedly expected to continue to be an option for the veteran cornerback. According to USA Today, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will continue to be deposed as a part of his ongoing lawsuits, in which he will have to give 22 different pre-trial depositions. That process will continue during the Cleveland Browns offseason program. Detroit Lions number 2 overall pick Aiden Hutchinson signed a 4-year contract worth $35.7 million, including a $23.15 million signing bonus. That is fully guaranteed. They also announced they have signed 7th-round cornerback Chase Lucas to a 4-year contract worth $3.7 million. The Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing in Doug Whaley this week for a second interview for their general manager position. All-pro cornerback Richard Sherman is reportedly in deep talks with Amazon for a key role in their programming in the upcoming season. He'll stay in shape for a possible NFL opportunity. He spent last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but as of now, it seems like Richard Sherman might be done playing football, instead jumping to the broadcast booth. Former New England Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy is officially a Los Angeles Charger. That deal includes a $750,000 signing bonus along with $1.5 million in base salary. The total base value and cap hit are $2.25 million for the Chargers. The Las Vegas Raiders announced they have signed free agent linebacker Kenny Young. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, May 10th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later today. It is The Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats-Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.